Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. Now, the Feast of Trumpets has just occurred yesterday, and we're entering into a time called the Days of All, which we'll explain to you in future programs. But the Feast of Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, is really a festive time.
Yeah, God says to have a holy convocation. So what do Jewish people do at holy convocations? Well, it says to blow the trumpet. We do that, and then we eat.
Yes.
And because it's considered in Jewish tradition to be the new year, we have some real special foods we like to eat.
Yeah, and in anticipation of a sweet year, that we would have a sweet and blessed year, we eat a special combination.
Yeah, we dip apples in honey. One of the reasons we dip apples in honey is because this time of year, apples are harvested, and yeah, they taste good, and they're delicious, and they're sweet, and we dip them in honey, and it's a very sweet treat, and it's to signify, may you have a good year coming up.
A good or a sweet year, you know, it's for...
Yeah, may it be a good year.
And it tastes good, too, so it's good all around.
And the other thing we get to eat are fish heads.
I never quite understood that.
Well, let me explain it. It's because you should be the head and not the tail.
Yes.
So you don't eat fish tails, you eat fish heads.
So you want to be the head fish.
That's a tradition, and it's one that's not very popular in my house. But
just give me some lox and let's get it over with.
Right. So we do eat sweet foods. We do have a festive meal. And a lot of times on the actual day of the Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah, congregations go en masse to a lake or to a stream, and we have a little service there called Tashlich.
Yeah, the Tashlich service is really instructive, friends, to show you how the Jewish religion is struggling with this idea of sin and doesn't get it that Jesus came and took care of all this for us.
Yes. Yeah, so what we do is we go to this body of water and we either throw bread into the water, or sometimes we use rocks and throw them
stones, pebbles,
and we listen to a recitation perhaps of Micah 7:19. He will again have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities. He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea.
Yes, and it goes on to say, and you will give truth to Yaakov, Jacob, and mercy to Abraham, which you have sworn to our fathers from days of old. Wow, do you realize what they're doing at Tashlich? The Jewish people don't. That they're saying God is going to have mercy to fulfill his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the promise that all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And that blessing comes by Messiah,
comes
Yeshua.
Through Jesus. So there we are at the water's edge, throwing bread, throwing stones, saying that one day God will have mercy on us. And Jeff, we know that day has come, and that day can come for all the Jewish people that you know, friends, the day they accept Jesus, Yeshua, as their Messiah.
And all our sins were cast into the depths of the sea, just like Micah promised by the hand of God, when the blood of Jesus was shed at the cross. And here are Jewish people, and they're conflicted. They're doing this routine, and they know it doesn't work.
Well, they have no assurance of salvation, because assurance of salvation is only found in the person of Jesus.
They know that throwing a piece of bread or throwing a rock into a body of water, especially where there's running water, that's typical, they know that didn't take care of my sin. They know that. They might say, oh, that was fun.
Oh, yeah, we had a picnic with the kids. We had a great family time. But deep down inside, nothing washes away our sins.
But
the blood of Yeshua, Jesus,
hallelujah,
our Messiah.
Now, so friends, check this. Jewish people are doing these things. They did them yesterday, many of them. But it was empty, because without Jesus, there's no salvation, period.
But with Jesus,
hallelujah,
there is salvation. How are they going to believe unless they hear? And how are they going to hear unless you speak the truth in love? And we're equipping you to do that right here on Messianic Minutes.
Yeah, the next couple of programs are going to get even deeper into how to witness to Jewish people at this important time of the year, the Feast of the Lord at the fall season. Hey, check our website, friends, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Of the God of Jacob.